talking with Ron Scholler, of course, exec with the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, right in the middle of the planting window, we talked at the front end, and we had some optimism that we'd be able to get a good bit of the canola in. It looks like so far that seems to be proving the case. We're almost halfway down, I would think.
We are, but we didn't get the rain out of Odile that we were counting on, that we were felt like we were promised. We know better than to start spending checks before they're signed. But that was a pretty big disappointment because that has slowed things down some. We're out here in Caddo County today, and we saw a lot of wheat planted and coming up on our way down here today. Canola's still a little bit behind that, but we've still got 2.5 weeks left in the planting window. Some guys would not have planted already anyway. They are hoping for some rain here in the next few days, and we'll get the rest of this in. Some have dusted it in. They don't like doing that, but sometimes that's what you have to do. Some will talk about planting down to moisture. Well, when the moisture's down as far as it is right now, that's kind of a dangerous proposition too. But we're feeling still reasonably optimistic, Ron. Enough time is left to get this crop in, so we're still counting on good things.
You know, are you having many conversations of some of the frustrations of less than stellar growing condition the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's we've talked about this before. That was a bit of a speed bump for us, but we've also talked about, and we don't want to say grow canola because wheat was a disaster, but wheat was a disaster. Everything was a disaster this last year. We made 52 million bushels of wheat. That's about a fourth of a previous all-time high, and no one's satisfied with that. And certainly canola was on the same order, same disaster, but it held in there about as good as, or in some cases even better. It is a deep tap-rooted crop, and it will go down and forage for moisture. We believe that's still an advantage of canola. But if you don't have any rain, it doesn't matter what it will forage for. There's nothing there for it to get. So, yes, there are definitely some folks that were a bit more optimistic this time last year than they are now. But we still have a lot of guys who say, well, I'm sticking with it. I'm committed, and I'm going for it again.
I guess, like you say, bottom line right now, need a little more moisture in this planting window.
We do. A lot of stuff is dried out. They used up the moisture we had from 10 days ago, and now we need another nice rain to get the rest of this in, get that stuff up and growing. We don't have a long planting window like we do with wheat, which goes on and on and on. And so we need to get the rest of this in fairly soon here.